Surviving Life with the Vambillies is about a Christian perspective on everyday challenges surrounding work, family, and marriage.
The aim of this program is to equip you through the use of scripture with the right survival tools for life and all that it brings. What are we talking about today?
Okay, so today we're talking about how date night is not optional. It's not optional, gentlemen and women. It is not optional. How can we start this convo, Letitia?
Well, date night not being optional is just about finding time to spend together. Because we're married, right, we've got a lot of responsibilities. You remember when you're young and you're dating or you're courting or you are engaged, you don't yet have the level of responsibilities that being married will require from you. The longer you're married, the more responsibilities you acquire along the way. And so eventually, you're running a home, you're settling family, whatever that looks like for you. You are working and you're coming home with your work stress. There's a lot happening. People are being born, people are dying. And after a while, it can just seem like two managers running a home. Yeah. So we come back from work and we say, babe, the plumber came and we didn't send him his invoice, or the kitchen sink just broke, or the school just sent their fees, or in the business, this is happening. So we're still talking, but we are no longer connected. And it doesn't have to look the same. It doesn't have to be flowers and roses. It doesn't have to be every day or once a week. But there needs to be a time that is allocated for the two people that are running a home to still be connected. Because if the two of you are connected, everything's okay. But if the two of you are disconnected, everything you're trying to achieve will fall apart. Yeah. And when we look at scripture, we actually see the secret place. And we're going to come into it in different ways, you know, as we talk. But the secret place is a place that is just for you and the Lord. How many times in scripture do we see, I'm paraphrasing now, but we see it say, and Jesus left the crowd to spend some time alone with God. Because everything he was doing was subject to closeness with the Lord. And if the family unit, right, babe, is the symbol of heaven on earth, and you know, the father and the mother and the child and the family and the home unit, then our relationship should look like what it looks like in scripture. And in James 4:8, it speaks of how when we come close to the Lord, he comes close to us. Yeah. So even within our marriages, we can be running things because we understand our responsibilities, but we are no longer close. There is no longer that secret place that says, hey, there's actually love here. And even as we do the work of the Lord, you know, those of us formally called into some kind of ministry or platform, you can easily forget that God actually loves you. And you can get into a place of toiling and travailing and pushing for the word and forgetting that it should be done from a place of love, a place of relationship, and not just a place of service. Because we can get so involved into, I need to fulfill this mission, I need to fulfill that mission. And we're well-meaning in who and where we are serving. But it can become, I need to do this because such and such a person said this, and it's ministry. And completely lose the fundamental, the foundational reason for which we are serving, which is that the love of God has propelled us and pushed us into this place, right? And that's why Jesus, before he even started his ministry, the Lord said upon him that he was pleased with him. Because then when you know God is pleased with you from the start, you lead or you walk from a place of, we're good, God loves me. And not from a place of, I must do this because I'm trying to be in God's good graces. Yeah. But doing it from a place of, my Father has called me to this place and he is doing it from a place of love. So that's where the idea of date night not being optional comes from. That we constantly come back to a place of, yes, we're doing a lot. Yes, everything is stressful. Yes, everything is falling apart. But it's happening from a place of love. Or else it's very easy to allow those things of life to now enter into the home and the relationship, right?
Right, right. I want to speak from a guy's perspective, because there's so much on us that we are trying to get right, okay? So you've been raised, you know, okay, there's a responsibility of provision, all right? So paying the school fees, I'm making sure the house is running, the rent is paid, you know, we're sleeping on a good bed, you know, all that stuff that builds a house. You as a man know, okay, this is my responsibility. And deep down, when those things are done well, you believe everything is okay. So my wife should be happy that the house is built, you know, so they must sleep safely. They are, you know, the children are okay. So I got this as the father of the house. Then the women are thinking, all right, I need to make this house a home. Okay, so if everything's in place, you know, the husband finds the things the way he likes it, and the children are being taken care of, the food is well made, and, you know, and also the complexities of today's life. Sometimes maybe it's the wife who's working more than the husband. We put all of that together, right? Now, if you guys ace all of that, you still have not gotten the main thing right, which is the relationship between these two people. You can provide for your children all you want. If your marriage is not healthy, that marriage could end up, in today's statistics, in a divorce. Why? Not because you didn't build a home. We've seen very fancy homes, very big homes. Not because you weren't a great wife, you know. You can spice up the bedroom and do all that stuff, right? But if you are not spending quality, healthy time together, if you don't sit down as a couple and say, on Wednesday or on Tuesday, depending on your schedule, this time cannot be moved. It's for you and I to connect. It's for you and I to go on a date. It's for you and I to remind each other that we love each other. If you are not doing that, then you leave a gap. That's how people lose each other. That's how people start getting attention from somewhere else. This is how people start talking and pouring and crying in places where they shouldn't be crying. Now, we come from families where we saw the house being built, the home being built, but not the relationship being built. We've not seen a lot of parents who say, children, we out. This is for us now. You know, I like how sometimes I tell my children straight, I'm like, I'm going out with my wife. Not your mother, but my wife. To say there's a space that is for us, not for you. And if my mom or your grandmother or your uncle, your auntie wants to visit in that time, we are not available. If your pastor wants to visit at that time, we are not available, because your first ministry is your marriage. And this is also something church members are very guilty of. Not understanding when pastors and their wives need their time. If you find your pastor and the wife at a restaurant having romantic dinner, that's not the time for you to get a word. That's the time for you to greet them from afar and continue, you know, and ask them. Some of you, you just come and you expect to be accommodated, and the kind people, now they can't just tell you go, you know. But if you are one of those people, the Lord is going to hold you accountable for that. Respect people's homes. Know what time not to visit. Know what time not to call. You know, if an emergency means someone is dying, and if someone is dying, call an ambulance. You understand? Unless it's an exorcism or a deliverance that, you know, that is really hectic and you need help in that moment. But some of your emergencies are not emergencies, because that prayer you want can still happen in the morning. You know, and I know this comedian, I won't mention his name because I'm not endorsing him, but he once said this. He said, an emergency for him means that if he doesn't come now, someone will die immediately. You know, so we have to respect the covenant of husband and wife. Not just the people outside, but the people inside. You have to make time to be romantically involved. Just like you make time to discuss your bills and you make time to discuss the management of the house, you need time where you say, okay, this is us. Do you still feel that I love you? Am I treating you the way that you like? Just to express, you know, I enjoyed when you did this week. You know, can we change this in our marriage? Mm-hmm. Having the difficult conversations that build up a marriage.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the couples that we know years ago, we were calling them to talk when you said about time. And he has this rule with his wife that nobody can call them after 6. And I remember we looked at each other. We were like, what? How does that work? Everybody's still awake at 6 o'clock. But we had to adjust, because they would not budge on the schedule. If you called them after 6, they were just not available. And so this may not be your thing, but there should be an allocated time that is just for you and your spouse. Yeah. Then, of course, you and your family, which we will get into a little bit in another episode. But the fact that the world around you and the things that, Danny, you just spoke about, it doesn't just automatically fall into place, right? Because it's easy to say, oh, when you see people and, you know, it's their time together as a couple, give them time. But has that couple communicated by behavior or words or whatever that this is our time together? We once visited a friend of ours, or they hosted us for a week.
Yeah.
A lovely time at their home. And the expectation was, we're with our friends. We're going to see them every day. It's like an adult sleepover. You know, we were there with the children. They had their children. And then they sat with us on Tuesday night. And they told us ahead of time, listen, guys, on Thursday, you will not see us. And we were like, wait, what? What do you mean we will not see you on Thursday? And they said, Thursday is date night for us, and we do not change that for anything. And when Thursday night came, the house was so quiet because they went straight from work to their date night.
Yeah.
And so Danny and I are like wandering around this house thinking, okay, so the hosts aren't here. What do we do? And we noticed that their children are there and they're watching TV. So we asked them, we say, oh, what are you doing? Oh, no, this is what we're doing. And then I don't know why, but we just asked, where's mommy and daddy? And they said, no, mommy and daddy are at date night. I think that moment changed everything for us, because we were still a very young couple. Yes, we were doing date night, but to see how the children, I mean, they were toddlers at this time, they're preteens now, that at that age, they understood that mommy and daddy are in the secret place, to whatever level they could understand it at that age, and not freak out and throw tantrums. I mean, they were the calm. You would think the parents were in the house, but it's because they had established a place that was just for them. Now, when we go back to our relationship with the Lord and how our relationship as spouses mimics that of God, God does want you to just spend time with Him. The Word speaks about how the Lord that sees in the secret place will reward you publicly. But there has to be a time when you go away in your corner just to spend time with the Lord, where it's not about, God, I want this from you. God, why aren't you doing this? God, when are you going to answer this question? But it's really just about you sitting and spending time with the Lord. The scripture says that in His presence there is fullness of joy. There is an atmosphere of peace, love, and joy when we spend time with God. That isn't just about what we can get, but how he changes our countenance. Just the fact that we're there.
Yeah.
And even between the two of us, when we are together in that atmosphere of peace, love, and joy, it changes our countenance. You've had a terrible day. If you just go home and you take that in and you absorb it and you go to bed, right? It can be very different than if you know, oh, at least tonight is date night and I can just decompress, you know, with my spouse or my husband. I want to touch on Matthew 7, 22 to 23, when people will say to Christ, you know, we delivered demons in your name, we cast them out in your name. And Christ says, but I never knew you. And it can be like that in our homes, where we are building empires, we are doing mighty works for our children and everybody else out there. And by all accounts, we are casting out in the name of Jesus. We are building in the name of Jesus, but we no longer know each other. We know the automated response of how to be in the home. We know the automated response of what the children need and how do we pick them up and who pays what bill.
Yeah.
But we've completely lost touch with one another.
Yeah.
And so after a while, you know, the empty nest syndrome comes when the children start leaving. It's a psychological concept that you have to learn in your first year, Psych 101, the empty nest syndrome. And that is stronger. Because the older you get, the more responsibility you have. And so it's easy to run a very successful home. And then when some of those responsibilities begin to leave, it's like, uh-oh, what is this? What is it now? I never knew. I'm not comfortable, you know, with you anymore. You're not my person anymore. And so even in the middle of doing all the ministry and doing all the work of the Lord and pulling, being a fisher of man and men, Scripture literally says in Matthew 7, 22 to 23 that you still have to be connected to God. That God still has to know you on that personal level. You still have to be walking with the Lord. And you know, we are so, I think we are our biggest critics, right, of ourselves and others. And we see these amazing men and women in the faith. And when they fail, we say things like, oh, they were never real anyway. We say, you know, very confirming words like, oh, that was a false prophet. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. You can be so full of zeal and passion in what you're doing for the Lord that you forget to sit with the Lord.
Yeah.
And so it's just a quick reminder to say, just because we're building our homes and taking care of our children does not mean we don't love each other.
Yeah.
It's just that the so muchness of living and life can take you so far away from the connection.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, what's the biggest reason for divorce in our time? Irreconcilable differences. And then when you speak to the person, oh, we just grew apart. Mm. We grew apart. It's natural to grow apart. That's why date night is not optional. That's why the secret place is not optional. You can literally be in romantic connection and still not know each other. I'm going to quote our very good friends, Tanya and Corneille Furie. And we were talking to them not so long ago. And Tanya said something to me that really stayed with me. She said, Letitia, it's time to go from knowing your spouse in the outer courts and the inner courts and knowing them from the Holy of Holies.
Mm.
And that really touched me. And she talked about how you can be with someone for the longest time in the outer courts and think that you know them because you're there in the building, but you do not know your spouse from the Holy of Holies, the everyday needs, the changes that they have gone through, right? Some of the traumas that they've experienced within the marriage, not caused by you, but caused by life. And we just don't have a moment to say, honey, this is how I feel about this. This is where I am with this. And you can be crashing in your home and continue because you know your children need you, your husband needs you, your wife needs you. Do you have a space where you can say, babe, I'm falling apart. I need a moment. I need you, according to the book of Ephesians, to be the strong one right now. You know, those difficult conversations. And when you don't create a space where you can just talk and you can just be, outside of all the expectations that life puts on you. You can get to a Matthew 7:22 place within your home as well, where you're walking together but no longer know each other. So it's much deeper than just, oh, let's go out, let's do flowers, let's do. But it's where are we now? Because you will not be married to the same person you married 10 years ago. Changes have happened. Positive changes, not just bad ones. Positive changes have happened, and we still have to be connected to that person that's evolving within the marriage.
Yeah, and again, plain, straightforward to the guys. We're not talking Hollywood romance here, you know, because no, when we speak romantic relationship, we lack a mature idea of it. You know, we just thinking, oh, flowers and all of these things.
Chocolates.
Yes, that's
chocolate
part of
romantic.
It. And yes, if you want points, brothers, get those chocolates, get those flowers. They will do wonders for you. But we are saying as mature people, not just believers, as mature people, we must know that relationships are built. They are built with time, and not just time, but quality time. So the time is really you learning how to create the environment that is safe for you guys to speak, that is safe for you guys to be vulnerable, that is safe for you guys to express, you know, your honest truths to each other. Because many, many, many marriages are not there today. Many people still struggle, you know, just to speak about basic things in their marriages. You know, so it's not because you've been married 20 years that you've got it together. No. What is the quality of the conversations that I had there? When do you keep quiet? When do you talk? You know, do you literally go to God and say, oh, I know this is how my wife will take this, but what environment can I create so that when we're discussing this, it's received differently? So really build quality buildings that will stand. You know, I like how when we take all of this and we bring it back to scripture as well, Christ himself says that your works in ministry will then have to be put through the fire. So we'll see if it's wood or it's gold. Like, what is the quality of the material you built? You know, and I want to bring that to your marriage to say, you know, I know people who've been married 1 year, 2 years, and they're in a better place than people who've been married 20 years, 30 years. Are you going to be fighting over the same things for the next 10 years? Are you ready to give up on fighting on some of the things? I mean, there are things in our marriage where I'm like, oh, it's okay. Oh, that's who Letitia is. I'll make peace with it. And, you know, she's just had to accept, you know. Things that we know, this does not kill our marriage. It's just something irritating that my partner does, and we've spoken about it.
Leaving the shoes downstairs.
I leave the shoes downstairs. I don't know when it will change. It's not changed yet. And I'm saying it publicly on TV. It's not going to change anytime soon.
I take it now as the marks that Danny was here. So like, it's when it's late at night and he's like sleeping and I see the shoes, I'm like, oh, he was here.
You see, they don't have to irritate you anymore. So let's just be real. If your relationship is not growing, then honestly, what are you doing? What are you doing?
So let's be in a place of growth with our marriages where we spend time together and get to know each other in the secret place, in the Holy of Holies. And we will see you guys this time next week.
Yeah, so quality over quantity. And yeah, get to know these people next to us and make sure you're taking good care of each other. Prioritize your home above anything else. Goodbye.
Thank you for joining us on Surviving Life with the Vambillies.
Remember that you can join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to hear the entirety of the show, 30 minutes uninterrupted.
And tomorrow from 11 to 1 p.m., you can tune in for our discussions where we get to hear from you and discuss the topic further.
You can WhatsApp us during the live show using 071-364-0376 so that we can hear your opinions, your thoughts, and of course your experiences, and play your voice notes live on air.
And on social media, you can also get us on IG under Impact 103 to be exact. You can also find us on Facebook on Impact Live.
And our personal pages, Surviving Life with the Vambilis, you can just type in at the Vambilis and join all our discussions there as well.
We look forward to having these discussions with you on a weekly basis. Myself, Danny Vambili, and with my lovely wife,
Letitia Vambili. This is us signing off. Until next week.
Goodbye.